Joined now by trainer John Sadler. He has Accelerate tomorrow afternoon in the Pacific Classic. Hey, John, welcome to Express Bet Radio. Thanks for some time today.
Yeah, good afternoon.
John Sadler has his big cap. How did that feel back in March?
I felt very good. You know, I'm a California guy. I've been based here my whole career, born and raised in Pasadena. So big cap's an iconic race, and we were very happy to win it.
He has really seemed to accelerate, has a little bit of a different horse. Acacia talked about this a little earlier. The blinkers have really seemed to have turned the light bulb on first time last year in the San Diego, and of course he famously upset Arrogate in that grade two at Del Mar. Talk a little bit about what those blinkers have done for his career.
Yeah, it definitely helped him. You know, he was running some good numbers early last year, running second and third in some big races, and he kind of ran a flat race, and I thought, okay, now's the time to try blinkers on him. And it seems to put him up in the race a little earlier. He had a tendency to fall out the back for a while, a few times without him. So it just kind of sharpened him up. You know, he's also a year older now. He's a stronger horse, and he's been thriving. So, you know, the equipment is important, but it's also how well he's doing as a horse.
And he came off of a grade one win last time out. That last race was the end of May. He's been getting a little bit of a break since then, training up to the Pacific Classic instead of fitting another race in between. John, what have you seen from him training in the mornings? He's had some impressive 6 and 7 furlong works over the course at Del Mar.
Yeah, well, he's trained really well down here, so I've been very pleased. It's not been an easy track down here this summer. It's been a little slow if you look at the times in the mornings and the afternoons. So for him to work so well of it is really encouraging. Although, you know, we know he won a stake here at 3. He won a stake here at 4. So we think he handles this track well. You know, it's kind of a tall order, you know, to be have this little more spacing than maybe ideal. But, you know, he's had a lot of races already this year. He's got 2 more big ones after this one. So I think for the overall campaign, it was good to have a little break from the big cap to the Pacific Classic.
Since the blinkers have gone on, he's been ridden in all of his starts, save one, by Hall of Famer Victor Espinoza. Victor, of course, out with a back injury. And Joel Rosario going to come in to ride him for the first time. Somebody you're certainly familiar with. You guys have won plenty of races together.
Yeah, we won a lot of races together, lots and lots of races. We won a title here. I think the last time he was here, I was leading trainer and he was leading jockey. So I have a good relationship with him. And, you know, he's a big race rider. He's a strong rider. So I'm excited to have him, you know, riding Accelerate. And I think, you know, I was thinking about this today. You know, at a mile and a quarter, I think you should have plenty of time to get position and ride a good race. I don't think he's a hard horse to ride, per se. He has a good style. You know, he likes to kind of stalk the pace a little bit. So you know, I got my fingers crossed that everything goes well with him tomorrow afternoon. And Joel certainly will have a long talk tomorrow morning.
Well, you mentioned how the blinkers seem to get him involved in the race a little bit more. Looking at this race on paper beforehand, how do you see the pace kind of playing out? And you mentioned Accelerate liking to stalk. Would you be upset if he ended up on the lead?
No, not at all. I mean, he can win on the lead if he has to. It doesn't look like there's a tremendous amount of speed in here. I imagine the speed might be Dr. Dorr, who's fairly quick at times. So I think he'll be eyeballing whoever's in front. Not eyeballing him, but, you know, have him within a couple lengths of him. I think he'll keep an eye on the front end and just kind of be around there. And he's got a really good kick. You know, he went the last quarter, I think, in 24 the other day after a mile, you know. So he's got a nice turn of foot at the end.
He's such, and we'll talk about John Sadler, trainer of Accelerate, the morning line favorite for tomorrow's Pacific Classic out at Del Mar. He's such a model of consistency, John, not to crash the party. What happened in the Breeders' Cup?
Came out of the race with kind of a quarter crack. Came out with a very sore foot, you know, and and we were really disappointed. I was crushed, obviously, but he did have an excuse with a foot that was bothering him. We took care of that. We did the diagnostics. You know, we put him through an MRI and x-rayed him, kind of like we do with a lot of these good horses at the end of the year. And he kind of passed all that stuff. So once we got the foot taken care of and he was training forwardly, we went on to this year. And he's been, you know, really a pleasant surprise that he's better than he was at four. So that's been a really fun thing to see.
You know, you mentioned him coming back this year. He gets his two grade one wins as a five-year-old. Diversify, grade one winner this year as a five-year-old. Mind Your Biscuits, grade one winner this year, shows up every time he runs as a five-year-old. Are you guys trying to show the sport what you can do when you leave a horse in training in their five-year-old year?
Well, you know, I mean, that's all on a kind of a case-by-case basis, you know. We like to race the horses if they're in good health, and we kind of let them tell us. You know, he was saying, okay, I'm ready to go for another year. We certainly thought he could do more. He was a little bit of a late foal, so he didn't get to the races at two. So he's really not, a hard-used horse. So we take it as a case-to-case basis. And if the horses are running good, we like to let them run. That's why we're here.
Ooh, it's been great following Accelerate, and you have another nice horse in the barn as the two stablemates have been getting all of the attention in California. Catalina Cruiser coming off of a big win as well. How's he doing?
Doing great. He had a bullet work here at Del Mar today. He worked 12-2. Really looked sensational. Very talented horse. He might be headed to Saratoga. We'll decide the next couple of days. But he's a very good horse. Also, only had three races, but he's a beast.
Yeah, you kind of answered my next question. My follow-up to that was, when you have a horse like Catalina Cruiser in the barn as well, who has been just simply brilliant and breathtaking on the racetrack, you mentioned Accelerate having two more big ones after this, provided all goes well tomorrow. Is that awesome again in Breeders' Cup with the eye on Catalina Cruiser coming to Saratoga for the Woodward?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan, you know. Definitely the awesome again in the Breeders' Cup Classics, what we have for Accelerate. Catalina Cruiser, you know, our plan kind of, you know, has been to, you know, shoot for the mile this year and then in the Classic next year. But, you know, and this is, you know, it's a day-to-day with horses, so we'll see how everything plays out, but that's kind of what we're thinking.
Well, John, thanks for some time today. I know you're busy. You got post time at Del Mar, just about an hour and 20 minutes away on the Twilight Friday. Best of luck with Accelerate tomorrow, and hope to see you out here for the Woodward or the Forgo with Catalina Cruiser.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Just turn off the water over there, okay?
We'd love that, too.
Please, you're preaching to the congregation, my friend. Thanks, John.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.